We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese on a trade. Trey Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Mike Reese. Johnny Marks live.
Present.
On.
I hate that kid in class that always wanted to say present.
Present.
Yeah.
Is that you, Trey?
And then I tried it one day.
No, I never was a present guy.
You know, I tried it one day. It was like, here, Isaiah Reese, here. And then one day I tried to say present because I thought that's, you know, he said present, but you know what I thought he said? President. So I blurted out president.
Oh.
You're saying president.
And they laughed at you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they clowned me, man. They clowned me.
I can see Trey just being in the back of the room raising his hand.
Here.
Let me go back to school.
Well, they already knew I was here.
Well, Trey, yeah, when he walked in the room, they knew it.
My parents were teachers anyway, so, you know.
There you go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What subjects?
My mom taught at the high school that I went to. She was like the DCT back when they used to do like job co-op type thing.
Yeah.
Then my dad used to teach at a prison.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, he was trying to educate the prisoners.
Your dad was working in a prison?
Yeah, he was working in a prison down there in Florida, man. Yeah.
Man, GED programs and stuff like that.
Yeah, doing all of that.
I need to hear them stories at the dinner table, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So but it was like rolling up in there every day.
But then, you know, you have a couple times, you know, you got to deal with your uncles and my uncles and stuff.
Right, they in here. What are you doing in here?
Yeah.
All right, well, joining us right now, his name is Kenneth Bachman. He's from Sewell, New Jersey. And so let's give the story. So he is he's visiting friends in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's University of West Virginia. All right, he's partying all day long, I believe, at a frat house. And then he's out at the bar after drinking all day. Next thing he knows, he wakes up, and he's almost in New Jersey from West Virginia. And it was almost a $1,700 charge, and he joins us right now. What's up, Kenny?
How are you doing? How are you?
All right, man.
All right, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good, dude.
So it's a couple weeks ago now. So lay that. So you're hanging out with your friends. You're partying all day. You go to the bar. You're spending money at the bar or whatever. And what's the last thing you remember before the Uber stuff? Just being out at the bar?
So the last thing I remember was I think my last two Bud Lights. I was just like hanging out around the bar with a bunch of my buddies and stuff, and that was it. That was it. That was like when I was towards the end of my money, and then from there I just have no recollection.
Hmm. All right, so from there you kind of black out. Now the first thing you remember next is what?
I wake up and I'm next to some foreign guy, and he just told me, "Hey, buddy, we're about an hour out from Jersey," and I was like, "What? Like that's crazy!" And I just
so you were in the front seat.
I was in the front
seat. Riding shotgun.
My drunken, stupid self decided, hey, let me order an Uber XL, not even, like, take up the XL space and just sit in the front seat. So I got charged twice as much just for the same ride.
Mm. And
how long was this drive?
This ride was about 5-6 hours, and I was passed out for the entirety of it, minus the last 45 minutes.
Wow, that's crazy. So, so you're saying if you would have just gotten the regular Uber X, it would have only been $700.
$800.
$800. Wow. So, did you originally drive to West Virginia?
So, I had a bunch of buddies that I actually went down with. I didn't drive; my friend drove down.
Oh, so, you didn't at least have to go back and get your car. You were home.
Yeah, but I left it. I had a bunch of stuff down there that I went down with, and I came home with nothing. So, I had to go back down there and get all that stuff.
So he went down there to go hang out with some friends.
And he was hanging out.
Yeah, yep. Got you. So, that's why we brought you home.
So you guys, so what did your friends recollect from it? Did they say that you just were kind of zombying around and you disappeared?
Yeah, where are your homies during all of this? That's where you got to question your friends.
Man,
you need to get your money from your friends because they let you jump in the car. And
we all went in the bar together. I mean, we were kind of in rough shape when we got there. So we all kind of just like got lost and diverted from each other. Because it was so packed in there. And, I mean, it was pretty much every man for himself. So I can't really blame my friends for that one.
So you
I feel that.
So you disappear. You end up. So now you're in Jersey. You still live with your parents? I know you're a younger guy. You live with your parents?
Yeah, I'm 21 actually, and yeah, I still do live with my parents.
All right, so you just went back inside, like, Mom, I'm home.
Went back inside. Hey, parents, I'm home. They see me leave with bags, and I came home empty-handed. I had my clothes were all like just messed up looking and stuff. Like I just looked like I came out of like
in
a
the car for the
something.
Last 5 hours.
Yeah. That happens. All right, so the $1,635. What card was that linked up to? To a credit card?
So that was linked up to my credit card. I ended up actually having to pay that. I tried to dispute it with Uber because my only dispute was, what man in their right mind would think someone in the intoxicated state that I was would think it's all right? Hey, let's take a cross country road trip. This dude's sober enough to make the right decisions. So the issue is,
I'm just wondering what this driver was thinking while he was driving and you were asleep the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. And he actually was on my phone when I was asleep. I had a buddy who, one of the buddies that I was with at the bar, all my friends ended up like meeting back up at my friend's frat house.
And they were calling you.
Yeah, they were calling me and stuff. And he ended up actually answering my phone when I was asleep. And he told my buddies, yo, we're about 2 hours outside of West Virginia right now on the way to Jersey. your buddy passed out, put the camera over, and I'm sitting there just curled up in a ball in the passenger seat.
So he took pictures of you while you were, hey, man, you know what, dude? I'm just glad that he got you home, really, for real.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly,
because, I mean, at the end of the day, he could have put you out, but the guy was responsible, got you home.
I mean, somewhat. He blew through a bunch of tolls without any toll money. No toll money, just went straight through the tolls. I ended up giving him like $20.
It was all on you anyway, so I mean,
Yeah, it was all on me anyway, I guess, but
Was it worth it?
That pretty much happened.
Was it worth it?
So it was...
No.
I guess it wasn't. But, I mean, from Kenny, and we're talking to Kenny Bachman, who took the nearly $1,700 Uber ride from Morgantown, West Virginia to Sewell, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So, Kenny, so that you disputed with Uber, and they say, like, I mean, I guess my perspective would be that, like, well, what do you want him to do? You ordered the Uber. He didn't steal your phone and order it. He's supposed to take you for what you asked, right?
Yeah, but my only thing was, what man would think that it's okay to do that with the intoxicated state I was in? Because, like, obviously if I can't remember it, I must have, been dragging myself into the car, apparently when I woke up, he said that I tried to, I said I'd pay him cash on top of it. So he was, like, asking for money when I woke up, and I was like, listen, buddy, like, I think you're making more than enough money off this ride alone. And then I just gave him $20 for toll because I felt bad.
Well, there you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, you made it home safe, and that's important. Yeah, now,
that's
Kenny,
important.
Why we contacted you today, you started a GoFundMe page trying to get a little help with paying this. How's that going so far?
All right. So listen. So I already paid the Super's already paid off. I already paid this with my own money.
All right.
So my buddies thought, oh yeah, it'd be funny start up a GoFundMe and see if anybody actually pays. Now, this GoFundMe has actually, like, people have advertised it on their radio stations and news, so it's actually blown up and people are actually donating to it. So I'm getting a bunch of negative comments saying, oh, you're a piece of crap, like, this is for people who really need the money, people with, like, health problems, whatever, whatever. So basically what happened is I teamed up with a place called Eat Clean Bro, and you can go to eatcleanbro.com. And basically they sponsored me, and they're going to pay for my Uber ride. And in return, all the money that's donated to that GoFundMe, it'll go to charity.
Oh, well, that's cool.
What charity are you giving it to?
What'd you say?
What charity is it going to?
Any charity. Any charity. Anybody can think of, it'll go to a charity. We'll post it online so everyone can see that it went through and it's not, some fake, just me saying it on
all
the radio.
It sounds a little random.
Right, so how much money has been raised so far?
Yeah, it's going to go to my charity.
My fund?
The GoFundMe has made over $300 so far and counting.
Okay.
And Eat Clean Bro, they deliver to New York, New Jersey, and all of Philadelphia. So if you guys are interested, just go to eatcleanbro.com.
And that's how they can see your GoFundMe?
Yes, and they can see my GoFundMe through my Twitter page, all my social media. And Eat Clean Bro, I'm sure they've retweeted all my information on their Twitter too, so you could just go on their Twitter and find it as well.
So it's Eat Clean but drink everything.
Right.
Only occasionally.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, we've seen some tweets on it, but Kenny, you sound like a pretty good kid. So I'm glad you made it home safe. And
thank you, I appreciate it.
And it's a good thing you're giving that money to charity as well. So what'd you learn? What'd you learn from all this?
Basically, just never blackout drink again like that. You know, never do something crazy like that, and definitely don't post it on social media.
Man, get that Ike juice.
Yeah.
That's what you should have learned.
Hey.
That's funny.
Trey, you any words of advice for the young man?
I'm just glad that he had a mindset to call an Uber.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that out of it too.
At least I didn't wake up like naked on the ground somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's
in somebody's house.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah, something crazy. Tied up in the back of someone's car or something.
Yeah, something could happen. So, it's good you made it home.
All right, Kenny. Yep. Be good, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, you too. Have a good one, guys.
Right, there he is.
Easy, brother.
Now, see, I thought I was going to be talking to some bro. He was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was all right.
Yeah.
You want me to blast him, Ben?
Well, the fact that it's going to charity is one thing, but he kind of didn't have to deal with the consequences of what he did. Like, he did something really stupid, and he's actually going to benefit from it. He gets to donate money to charity, although I don't think we know what charity.
And he gets a corporate sponsorship.
What benefit is it riding 5 hours across the damn state without your luggage? You're not getting your money back. He paid a price for drinking too much. I mean, that's how this really came about.
He learned a very valuable lesson.
Too much to drink, and he paid a hefty price for it.
How many Bud Lights does it take to get you like that?
Well, listen, we know he wasn't drinking Bud Light.
Yeah, it had to be a little something else.
He was drinking liquor.
Yeah,
and probably energy, because this happened to me before, where mm-hmm. I've had the energy drink and the vodka mix mm-hmm. and the Tito's, mm-hmm. and I've been. Not remember any of it, and people are like, "No, you were over here. You were talking to us, wherever. You sounded all right."
Oh yeah,
because the vodka makes you drunk, and the energy drink makes you a little high.
Yeah, gives you that energy.
Yeah,
yeah. Then you just wash it all down with a Bud Light or two.
There you go.
The next day, you know, you're in the car for 5 hours, and you wake up, and you're at your mom's.
Hey, listen, man, pre-Uber days when I lived in the city, I would get in from the bar and just be like, going to 22nd in the Parkway. I'd have guys just drive around in circles. I'd wake up, $40 cab ride. Like, yo, man, that's 14 blocks. We had $40. And I'd get into a fight with them. 888-729-9494. You want the weather forecast right now, Trey?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get it.
Bruce in Buena Vista. Bruce, you were spot on with the storm on Friday, man. No one was talking about that storm. You had it before anybody.
Actually, 10 days out, I just hadn't talked to you guys.
Yeah, so what do we got? When does it start?
First of all, I heard what you were talking about. Where are you guys going to be that you might have to, west of Philly?
No, we're going to be here. We were supposed to have the town hall in Horsham at McGurk's, but it's been canceled. It's been postponed.
So you'll be at the WIP studios,
Old City, yes, sir.
All right, well, I don't know where... guys live, if you're outside of Philly, north and west.
I'm north and west.
We're looking at anywhere from 10 to 20 inches of snow with 50 mile an hour winds. I wouldn't be surprised if they issue a blizzard warning, actually, north and west of Philly's. Now, I'm down here in western Atlantic County, and we've been wrestling with whether this would turn to rain or whether the low would come too close to the coast and would be mostly rain up to Philly. But the latest stuff we're seeing is Central Jersey North, if you know that area, 8 to 16 inches of snow in there. AccuWeather's pretty accurate with that one. And west of Philly and north, Montgomery County, Bucks County, I mean, you're looking at the big nine. You guys are just going to get screwed. Now, the other thing I want to tell you, this one will move through pretty quick. I want you to worry about Monday and Tuesday. That's the third storm of the series, and I want to tell you, that one might be the biggest one of all, and that may break the pattern so that after that, spring comes in. But it's not looking good, gentlemen. This storm here that you're going to have tomorrow is colder than that bad storm we had the other day.
Oh, no.
We still have trees down here in South Jersey over the roads. They're still cutting them up, and people are out of power. I had a wind gust at my house to 54 miles an hour, and I'm down in the trees in the Pine Barrens.
So what would you advise? We have to be here tomorrow for the show. So what would you advise as far as getting in? Will it be easier to get in tomorrow than get home? Is that the timing of it?
From north and west of Philly, it'll probably be snowing by 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Center City, I'd say you'll go over to snow to stay between 11 and 1. And then the fun begins. Then you're still going to start getting it 2 inches an hour with thunder and lightning and wind gusts of 50 miles an hour. We call that thunder snow. You've probably heard the term.
Oh, my God.
This storm has got dynamic deepening aloft. There's a term for you, John. Look that one up.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be very exciting for us weather geeks. We love this stuff, you know. But it's going to be pretty bad. Listen, you guys can call me anytime you want. I'm sure Ben's got the number. But
you have the number, Ben? All right. We got
if Ben doesn't, tell him to
he's got you, man.
Patch me over to him when you're done. I want to say something about this trade.
Yeah.
I listened to you guys last week and the week before, and you guys were saying, oh, my God, we definitely aren't going to trade Foles. But it does make sense. I'd like if gentlemen, I think we need two number ones for him. I really do. Or at least a number one and a number two, and a high one at that. He's really got some trade value right now. We should certainly definitely take advantage of it.
Appreciate it, Bruce.
I love hearing people say Nick really got some trade value right now. August, he'll still be on this team.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
I love hearing how much trade value he has, and yet still, if people think that anyone's jumping out there offering number ones, multiple number ones, you're crazy.
People need to understand he's only under contract for one more year. Yes. Think about it from the other team's perspective. They may love Nick Foles, but they love their draft picks just as much or more.
And the convenient part of the situation with Sam Bradford and how he leaves out, and like I said, it's convenient, and I totally get it. Why would he bring this part up? They had him signed to the contract for 2 years. So Minnesota wasn't getting Sam Bradford for 1 year. They were getting him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a one-year deal. It was a two-year deal.
Yeah, you're right. And that's a lot. That means a lot. They know that they don't have to worry about, like, on the contract this year and next.
And it was a reasonable price.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese.
Anything over a million is bad for Sam. I'm just saying.
All else being equal, it could have been a lot worse. He's made a lot of money.
You're right.
All right, we're back. Marks, Reese on a trade day. Trey Thomas. In the house, Ike Juice Hotline coming up at 4 o'clock. You know what the Ike Juice Hotline is, Trey?
I don't.
All right, it's our show voicemail.
Okay.
So anything that you want to react to that happens on the show, or you're watching a game and you have complaints about something, you have a random thought, you call 215-625-6586. Anything, and we'll play it at 4 o'clock every day.
I have a lot of random thoughts.
That's what I'm saying. You should put it in your phone.
Yes.
All right, and then you can call. It'd be great to just do it on like a Thursday. All of a sudden, Trey pops up on the IG's hotline.
Throw some random thoughts out there.
So we do that at 4 o'clock every day, and also 4 o'clock, of course, your next chance to win $1,000. Mm. What is it, Ben?
We got a tweet here from Mark Bono at Phila76. He says Kenny Bachman, who was on last segment and ordered the Uber.
Yeah, this guy constantly trolls me, but go ahead. I recognize the handle.
He said, typical millennial blaming somebody else, the driver in this case, for his mistake in trying to get his money back. He was 100% in error, and for him to try to dispute the charge is a joke. The credit card company and Uber should decline his dispute and make him pay it.
It
sounds like he's not going to have to. He's going to get around it.
But Uber's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is not wrong, but here's the thing. If you're able to not pay $1,600 by being smart enough to get somebody else to pay for it, why wouldn't you do that?
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Like, you would rather pay the $1,600 or you could find some company out there that pays for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna kill the kid. Yeah, it definitely wasn't the driver's fault.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Here's the problem, dude. Yeah, the driver's going to go where you told him to go. You punched in home, right?
Right.
You punched in the address in New Jersey, right?
Said, take me home.
Correct. Now, if you're the driver, what do you do?
6 hours away.
Now, me personally, before I embark on this journey of 6 hours away, I'm going to say, dude, are you sure this is where you want
to
go?
Yeah. I mean, the question would have had to come up at some point. Well, like, look, man, are you sure? You want to drive 6 hours.
He also said that apparently at some point he had told the driver that he would give him cash on top of it. So the driver probably did question him and say, hey, listen, you want to go back? What do you think the kid said? No, it's a mistake? No, he wanted to go. I'm sure they did ask. He did ask him.
Well, he probably wasn't in his right mind either, man. He don't know what the hell
he's
blacked
out.
Yeah. He's looking for that chick, man. That's what he was looking for. I know what he was doing. He was looking for somebody.
He was doing something.
He came all the way back home because he was heartbroken.
That's what it was.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
How funny is it?
He had to get to her, and he was like, you know what? See, when he was drunk in that moment, it sounded like a good idea.
He was thinking,
you know
about
what? I can pop up on her tomorrow, surprise her. Hell, I'll take an Uber. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
there
you
go. Realized that,
$1,500 later.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.